the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Now, I'm Andrew, and I'm going to tell you a little story about me to begin. Now, something about me is I like to explore new places, and last November, I went to Bath for the first time. However, I overslept and I was late for my train, so I rushed and I skipped breakfast and I forgot to take a snack, and that's my golden rule. Always have a snack on me. And if Sarah, if you looked under that chair, you'll see a brunch bar for me in between services. I always have a snack on me because there we go, it's there. So I arrived at Bath just about lunchtime and I was already rather hungry. But I was like, no, this is a new city, I need to explore it. So off I went in no particular direction, and I hoped I'd find somewhere for lunch along the way. An hour went by, and another hour went by, and I still hadn't had something to eat. Now, something else you need to know about me is that when I get hungry, I'm incredibly indecisive. I just can't make a decision. And as you may well know, Bath has no shortage of cafes or restaurants, and there's even a Christmas food market going on, but still, nothing was quite what I wanted. But then I found it, the ideal lunch. I found a pasty shop, so I bought a pasty and I ate it. But I should have known better. Now, I'm of Cornish heritage and I've lived in Devon for 5 years, and regardless of who came up with it first, I think we can both agree that Somerset, Bath, I should have been sceptical of the shop's claims to have the best pasties in the world. My search for food left me disappointed. Now, the crowd in our story, that's about 5,000 plus of them, Jesus fed them with bread and fish. They weren't left dissatisfied, they were very satisfied. In fact, they wanted more. They wanted more of Jesus. They chased after him the next day, and Jesus said, you've kind of missed the point. Now, we have like physical hunger. If we don't eat, we get hungry, yeah? Now, that is meant to point us to another kind of hunger that we have, a spiritual hunger. And that's what Jesus was saying. When he fed the crowd, he was pointing to some greater thing. Jesus said, it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. What is this bread from heaven? Well, spoiler alert, it's Jesus. Jesus is the bread from heaven. He called himself the bread of life. Jesus is this spiritual food that we need to eat. We need to eat this bread of life, so we can have life now and life forever. But does this mean we have to eat Jesus? I don't know about you, but if Jesus was physically around, I don't think I'd want to gnaw on his arm or chew on his leg. He's great and everything, but I don't think that's what he's meaning here. So eating the bread of life is picture language for how we need to rely on Jesus. How necessary it is. How intimate it is. So how do we eat the bread of life? It's about believing. In the passage that this comes from, Jesus says you need to believe, you need to believe. Believing is eating. Augustine, who's this guy from 100 years ago, like really long time ago, who knew a lot. He's one of the early people who thought a lot about the church and what we believe. And he said, believe and you have eaten. So the way we eat the bread of life, the way we eat Jesus, is by believing in him. But not only that, this passage also says we need to come to Jesus. Slightly different. Believing means that we come to Jesus. If we're really believing what Jesus has to say and his call on our life, we will move towards him. Believing looks like following. When Jesus died on the cross, He died so that we don't have to. The sad fact is that many of us have lost people. People have died. And that is sad. But if you're in Christ, that's not a permanent death. That's a temporary death. We have eternal life. Jesus said he will come back on the last day and raise us up. A bit like when we die, knowing Jesus, we fall asleep and he wakes us up again. But it's not just about our eternal life. It's about our day-to-day life here now. We should be eating the bread of life now. We should be relying on Jesus now. We should be hungry for him now. But are we? Are we hungry for Jesus now? That's a question for the youngest of us and the oldest of us. Are we hungry for Jesus now? If I'm honest, I'm not always hungry for Jesus. And it's at times like that that I've got to ask myself, what junk food am I eating? To continue this metaphor. What else am I looking to make my life have meaning and purpose? But we need Jesus. He's the only bread of life. Without Jesus, we have no life. The sad fact is, when God made us, he wanted a relationship with us. He wanted a relationship with you. But we turned away. We chose to go away from the way of life and to walk the way of death. But Jesus gives us a new way. And it's a way that we can always come back onto, the way of life. So why don't we just have a moment of quiet, if you're able, just to reflect as we come towards communion. Are we hungry for Jesus? Are we eating the bread of life?